This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has released the 19th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme from Bhagalpur in Bihar this afternoon. More than 22,700 crore rupees of assistance were directly released to the bank accounts of 9 crore 80 lakh beneficiary farmers of the scheme. The program has been organized on the occasion of the 6th anniversary of PM Kisan. The Prime Minister also inaugurated and dedicated various development projects, including farmer-related schemes in Bihar. Speaking on the occasion, he said, more than 75 lakh farmer families have benefited from the scheme.
Aaj jo Kisan Samman Nidhi di gayi hai, isme Bihar ke 75 lakh se adhik kisan parivar hai. Bihar ke kisanon khate mein seedhe kareeb 1600 crore rupaye unke khate mein pahunch chuke hain. Main Bihar aur desh ke sabhi kisan parivaron ko bahut bahut shubhkamnaye deta hoon.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said this is the first time in the history of India that the whole world is looking towards India with hope and optimism. Launching the Madhya Pradesh Global Investors Summit in Bhopal today, Mr. Modi said common people, economists, institutions and many countries have expectations from India. The Prime Minister said in developed India, three sectors, textile, tourism and technology, are the most important. He said the government is not only promoting traditional skills in these three sectors, but is also working on new areas like agro-textile, geo and medical textile. The meeting of the Select Committee of the Lok Sabha examining the Income Tax Bill 2025 was held in New Delhi today. The 31-member panel is headed by BJP MP Vijayant Banda. The committee will submit its report by the first day of the monsoon session of Parliament. The Income Tax Bill 2025 aims at consolidating and amending the law relating to income tax. It was introduced in the Lok Sabha during the first half of the budget session of Parliament this month. A group of participants in the conference for women peacekeepers of the Global South called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. Addressing the participants, the president emphasized that the presence of women in a peacekeeping mission makes it more diverse and inclusive. The president said women peacekeepers often have greater access to local communities and can serve as role models for women and children. The Election Commission of India will organize a two-day conference with the chief electoral officers of all states and union territories on the 4th and 5th of March at the India International Institute of Democracy and Election Management, New Delhi. This is the first such conference to be held since Gyanesh Kumar assumed charge as CEC. The two-day conference offers a platform for the election officials of the states and union territories for brainstorming and mutual learning from each other's experiences. India and the UK today agreed to resume free trade negotiations. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said this while addressing the joint press conference along with the UK Secretary of State for Business and Trade, Jonathan Reynolds, in New Delhi. Mr. Goyal mentioned that the talks on FTA were stalled due to elections in the UK. He highlighted that the free trade agreement FTA between India and the UK is going to be forward-looking, equitable, balanced, transparent and mutually beneficial agreement, which will benefit both the countries. The All India Consumer Price Index for agricultural labourers for January this year eased to 4.61% as compared to 7.52% in the same month the previous year. According to the data released by the Ministry of Labour and Employment today, rural labourers eased to 4.73% for January 2025 as compared to 7.37% in the corresponding period of last year. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, the Group A match between New Zealand and Bangladesh is underway at Rawalpindi in Pakistan. Earlier, New Zealand won the toss and opted to bowl against Bangladesh. And with that, we end this news bulletin.